T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Happy Friday to everybody out there. A little bit warmer today. We're back to normalcy, it seems.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whew, you got my Vice shirt on. Happy about that. We got Jason Jackson. He's going to join us later on in today's program. We're going to send ourselves off to the weekend with the Jack Show. We're looking forward to that. Heat and Clippers tonight. Big time matchup. Looking forward to getting down to the arena tonight.
Does Jax know, by the way, that you guys didn't go to his thing last time he was on?
I mean, I would assume so. But, you know, I'm busy. I don't know what to tell you, man. I feel like I was out of town when that happened.
Yeah, it was around the Lakers time, and you were you might have been out of town.
I don't think I was here, but yeah, what am I gonna do? You know,
just be prepared for a box.
I've seen him multiple times at the arena. Hasn't even mentioned it.
If he's listening now, he might know about it.
Hopefully, he's getting his beauty sleep. He's got to get ready for a big game tonight.
Chuck Norris might have a chance today.
What? Oh, you're feeling slothy?
Can't feel my legs.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's weird.
Just feel like baby legs.
Got the jellies?
Yeah, I got to get on my, that means my spine's compressed. So when I get home, if I get on my inversion table, right? Is that what it's called?
Is that where you hang upside down like a bat?
Yeah. If I do that for like 5 minutes, then I start feeling a little better.
Can we bring that in one time? Could I do a segment like that?
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of fun.
I'll fold it up and bring it in.
I'd like to do a segment hanging upside down like a bat.
Huh?
I'd like to do a segment hanging upside down like a bat.
You wouldn't be able to do it the first time.
I'd just get too woozy?
No, it's not that you get woozy. First thing, your nose gets stuffy.
Mm, yeah, my nose already gets stuffy.
Right. Well,
it's a big honker.
But yeah.
So you got the baby legs?
Yeah.
You know what might make you feel better? A lullaby. Now, for all my heat papas out there who are tired of hearing the same old thing to get their kids to sleep or just to make your kids shut up. You know, they're crying all the time. Wah, it's annoying.
Wah.
Yeah.
I would love to have a kid that goes wah.
Wah. Just either they're being annoying. Fire this up in the car and tell me this won't shut them up and make them happy.
Scores at will.
Best trip here. Rooks of the year.
Baby goats.
Let's go heat. Shoot away. Hit the trail.
That baby goat right there.
Better than Jordan and Zion. Can't drink beer. But we'll cheer. Teams will fear.
You're welcome.
Here's the problem with songs and this knucklehead, right? He'll do a song, but he wants to say so much in the song. right? That he has too many words, too many things he wants to say in the song, so he just squeezes it in.
Yep.
He just squeezed it in. Because Baby Shark, they don't sing that much, but you have more stuff to say.
Like, there's a lot to say. It's been a busy season.
There's a lot to say. And you have to do baby voice, which is...
You should have seen the look on my daughter's face when she walked in the garage to see that.
What did she say?
She goes, "What are you doing?"
Of course. Like, don't worry. Like, we all give him that look. Because when I heard the music, I'm like, oh boy. Because that's the first part of it will tell me where we're going. Right? Like, you hear the first little tunes, and it'd be like, oh boy. That was terrible, baby. Toby has too much free time. I know. Like, hey, you need to get a nighttime job. We need to figure out something to do at night, because you go home, you catch frozen iguanas, and you make music. Kinda.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Well, though, those baby goats will be back in action tonight.
Back in action.
Or they should be back in action.
Robbie, he doesn't need any help. Does not need any help.
Somebody says, "Thanks, guys. Now my child is begging for Baby Shark, and I have to change that." No, just radio rewind, roll it on back, and you can just play Baby Goats. That's what the point is.
It's like, wow. I don't know. Like, I can't. I'd like to think, you know, that I'm a supporter of your work.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to help the papas.
I could always know what level the song is going to be, because I look over at you, and yeah, so I knew what was coming.
8 o'clock tip off tonight.
Not your worst work, right?
What is my worst work?
You've thrown a couple of stinkers in there. Like, because you, what you do is that you sometimes feel that, you know, ooh, I got to put out some bars for this. Mm. Like, ooh, big moment.
Oh, so you don't like when? Yeah, this was a one taker. This was like a throw it onto the recorder and let's just roll.
Yeah, the Ajay hits.
Yeah. Oh well, those are Grammy Award winners. You know, love.
You have the Tyler Hero song.
That I think might be my best work. Shout out to Slim though for the production help.
We're Slim.
What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, it's a 7 o'clock JetBlue Vacations pregame show. Gets started right here on the Ticket. And one of the baby goats, Kendrick Nutt, he's dealing with a hoof problem. His Achilles.
A hoof.
He's got hooves.
Paul George is out.
Is that the same as youths? The two youths.
Two youths. Okay, so we got a little banged up tonight.
Goran Dragic also with a calf, and Jimmy Butler dealing with knee soreness. And of course, shocker, there's no line so far.
Yeah, when I saw the injury report, I was like, oh, Robbie's going to be upset. There's probably not, it might not be a line until like 4 p.m.
Yeah, you're probably right. We know Paul George isn't playing. Patrick Beverly probably not playing. He's doubtful.
Maybe Kawhi's hung over somewhere on a boat. Oh, yeah. Who knows? You know, he doesn't feel like playing. There's a big report today in the Athletic about a bunch of the players on the Clippers not being very comfortable with I guess the star treatment that Paul George and Kawhi are getting.
The load management.
I don't know what to tell you. That's kind of the deal you made.
Them's the breaks.
Yeah, them's.
I get it. I understand why people think that. Now, I will tell you this. In football, why that becomes a problem is because we have to run scout team for each other. So if one of your guys sits out, that means you not only have to do your stuff, you have to also run scout team, and you get a little annoyed at all the practice you have to do during the season.
Right.
That's how people get annoyed in football. But in basketball, like, everybody knows your star player gonna get some special treatment. I just wonder if they question whether some people should be getting that special treatment.
Well, apparently what had happened is, like, Montrezl Harrell had said after a loss, he said, if you think you're going to walk out on the floor and beat another NBA team, you're kidding yourself. It's not going to happen. Either we wake up and figure it out right now, we're going to have a full up and down season all year. And so apparently Doc Rivers, like, lit into him for bringing that to the media's attention. But, like, you know, it's not an unfair point. Like, you just expect you're going to waltz into the playoffs. Like, we saw what the chemistry issues were down here, early goings with the Miami Heat, with Dwayne and LeBron. And, you know, even though that, you know, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are some of the best players in the league and they're meeting at Drake's house, I mean, you do need to have some kind of, you know, rapport with each other, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, yeah, there may be some trouble in paradise as far as it goes there. It's kind of the opposite of the Lakers. The Lakers seem to love each other.
Well, who would have ever thought that a team with Rondo, Dwight Howard,
JaVale McGee,
who, by the way, Dwight Howard still can give you some quality minutes.
He's in the dunk contest.
Unbelievable.
I mean, and what's even more frightening is when him and LeBron stand next to each other, LeBron looks taller. Right?
Yeah, he's bigger. LeBron's bigger than him.
Which is...
It says Rivers.
And Dwight Howard is athletic.
Yeah.
So what does that say? What is LeBron if you think Dwight Howard is athletic and LeBron's bigger than him?
It says Rivers led into his team for a pregame meeting, directed his ire at Harrell multiple times in reference to the comments he had made. The gist of the expletive-laden message had been sent loud and clear. Keep your frustrations internal. Don't vent to the media and create distractions for this locker room. But, as the Athletic writes, but damage was done, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Damage is done, my friend.
Like, if players are frustrated, but here's more of what it is. Now, before Kawhi and Paul George got there, where did they go? They went to the second round of the playoffs?
The Clippers last year?
Yeah.
I think they were bounced early.
But it was a team that should...
They were surprised. They should
right, it was a surprise.
They won two road games at Golden State.
Right.
They got that series that stretched it to six games.
So you have that situation right there, right? And then you have the guys that were the catalyst behind that coming back, right? So when you preach to those guys, this is how we're going to do things, this is the culture we're going to set, right? They buy in. Mm-hmm. They get everybody else to buy in. Then you bring two guys in, right, that ain't about that culture.
Right.
Then now, as a player, can you look at your coach and the other players on the team and say, hey, I thought we were.
It's a little similar to what's going on with the Nets.
Right. But and then here's the other thing. It's 100% opposite down here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you bring in a star. And he's all about that life, too.
He's balls to the wall.
Right. He's all about that life, too. So what happens is now you have a star and you continue that. So if Jimmy has a couple of bumps and bruises and he sits out, nobody's going to have that problem.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the first. Like we've heard plenty of chemistry issues with like LeBron teams in Cleveland, you know, throughout the last 5 years, last year as well, with all the Lonzo Ball stuff. So, I mean, ultimately, it didn't happen with the Lakers last year, but it ultimately is dictated upon how far the Clippers are going to go in the playoffs. But, yeah, it's a thing. Like it says, as more than a dozen sources shared to the Athletic's reporting on this matter, he says, from frustrations relating to Leonard's injury management to his quiet ways and different views regarding the regular season competition to the reality of their chosen style of play isn't always conducive to the collective joy. There are issues that are tugging at this talented team that will need to be resolved once the players come. Harrell, sources say, was hardly alone when it comes to the sentiments that he shared. So,
you know, you understand where they came from last year. As an organization, you're trying to get past that. As a player... And as leaders on that team, you're probably thinking, okay, let's grow this, that we bringing in guys to come and be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring in guys and they're like, nah, player, you're going to be a part of their, because they're the guys that are going to get us over the hump, not you. So it has it's kind of twofold. It's like, ooh, okay, you know, one, I ain't that good, right? And two, these guys, they may feel is getting preferential treatment based on what the coach was preaching to them the year before.
What else you got, Robbie, headlines-wise?
I mean, I can understand why you don't have a line out for – that he gave tonight, too many injury questions. But why not have a line for the Senior Bowl? Come on, the game's tomorrow. You had a line for the East-West Shrine game earlier than this. We can have a line for the Senior Bowl.
What is the starting QB matchup for this? Do you know who gets first licks?
Well, it's going to be Herbert on one side. Herbert and Jalen Hurts are on the same team, and they're on the South team. And the North team, you got Jordan Love, and you had a couple other guys from Washington State, Anthony Gordon as well. And you got Steven Montez is also on the squad with Herbert. But, yeah, but I don't think they've announced who the starter is going to be, but nobody's injured. Nobody's doubtful. Nobody's questionable. Everybody who's practicing is going to play. There could be a line.
By the way, seeing Jalen Hurts around those other quarterbacks?
Oof. How about seeing Jalen Hurts in I formation? That looks so weird.
Hard times. It's been hard times.
Where they go? They use him at a little running back?
No, like he was under center playing quarterback in I formation. It just looked weird.
Yeah, he's not close to those other guys, right, Robbie?
No, Hurts not. Hurts.
Yeah,
Lincoln
Riley.
It's basically Herbert versus Love in this game.
I don't know.
There should be a line.
I'm kind of reading Twitter sphere and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That Jordan Love looked like he might be moving up.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, this is basically the Dolphins' version of The Bachelor. Like, they're going up there and seeing, you know, if anybody can make him more smitten than Tua.
Are you shocked that that nobody's talked to Tua yet?
Media wise?
No. The Heat. I mean, the Dolphins.
No, I'm not that shocked. Why would they? Would it normally happen this early?
No. I mean, he hasn't really talked. I think they asked Chris Greer. He hasn't really talked to anybody yet.
And Leroy, your boy, Shea Patterson, is in this game, too.
Well, please stop. Like, look, I am not like Canes fans. I'm a Michigan fan. I'm a ride or die. I'm all that, but I keep it real, right? And so, yeah.
When we come back, we have some finality with the Canes quarterback situation. We'll get to that next. Welcome back, everybody. You know what's exciting? We are less than an hour away from the Magnificent Seven.
I don't know what rock he's going to turn over to get.
There's action, baby.
I know there's action, but I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Let's just go for the ride.
Yeah, I know.
Let's just be ready. Just embrace it.
And it's not a Magnificent Seven unless you hear the words.
I know what you're thinking.
I think I'm going to get it. Can I just get a new cord?
I mean, yes, you could, but you might as well. Why not just get a new set?
Because the cord only costs like $20.
I mean, I think I actually have a cord that would work for that if you want it.
No, it still works. I'm working fine. I'm good.
You're going to get zapped.
No, I'm not.
You're going to get zapped.
There's no electricity coming through here.
I don't know about that, man. With some of the things that can go awry, I don't know about that.
They tried to scare me.
With what?
I don't know. Just boo. I'm like, you can't scare me.
Are you talking about Joe and then Zach?
Oh, yeah, they're trying to get some get back. But I said, listen, I was doing a live read one time and Tobin threw a lizard on my computer.
Yeah.
If that didn't get me to scream.
Almost got you to curse.
Oh, yeah. During a live read,
yep.
I might add.
What are you going to do? We would have made good on it. So the Heat are back in action tonight. Now,
There's moments during the season where, you know, you look at other good teams in the league and, like, do you think, like, full strength, you think the Heat are better than Clippers?
I mean, obviously, if you were talking about a playoff series to go up against them, I think that would be tough.
I'm just talking about just if they play a game. Like, if everybody...
Yeah, I think they could beat the Clippers if they were full strength.
Okay.
I mean, they hung with the Lakers, dude. The Lakers needed the refs to beat the Heat. They did. I mean, how many Leroy? They've hung with basically every.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just saying when I say to you, okay, the Heat have a better record than the Clippers.
Yep.
But if they're in a seven-game series, who are you taking?
The Heat. because I would never take another team but the Heat.
You know. Now,
who would you take?
Can I ask you? I just asked a question.
So why?
I was curious.
So why won't you answer?
I was curious.
So who would you take?
I would get most people would go with Kawhi and Paul George.
Yeah, well, most people thought that the Heat wouldn't be this good.
Again, that's why.
Who had him as the one seed?
You had him winning 67 games.
Yep.
That dog ain't going to hunt. But that's
it's pretty good though. Like my dog.
No.
My dog may not hunt, but my dog is out on the trail.
No, you see how he does.
Still got a good snout on it.
Doing a show with you, I always have to be ready for the moving bar, right? The moving bar. It's hard. It's the hardest thing in sports to deal with.
Sorry to interrupt this conversation, but I found the aforementioned sound you guys are previously.
It's Jane. All you have to do is go to shrpo.com for a complete list of you. Hey, he threw a lizard at me.
I am a child.
Like just a random. Wait, first of all, that goes to show you what kind of building we're just random lizards walking down the street, walking down the hallway.
I think I got that one from outside.
So that was first degree.
I remember Alana. I think Alana came and said, "Oh no, maybe it was right inside the door." She's like, "Oh, come on, you get the lizards." So I went and I got the lizard, and I said, "I know what I'm going to do with this." It was live read time.
All you have to do is go to shrpo.com for a complete list of you.
I can't believe you still work with me.
Wait, I'm surprised I did. Wait, I didn't cuss there?
Nope, but right? But you did when it came down to tanking.
An offensive lineman.
Yep.
Right.
Leroy.
All offensive lines that are built takes a period of time. You can't just put five first-round picks together and it's going to work right away. Offensive lines don't work like that. They've never worked like that. Check the history of football. That was building. I can feel it.
I think it's funny? We've been putting a lot of stuff up on YouTube as far as our show's concerned, and everybody's saying their favorite parts of it is just the looks. Like, just the looks.
Because no. Like, sometimes, like, we could be having a normal conversation, and you go all Peacock Pirate, and I'm just like, no response. Like, you can't respond.
By the way, if you missed our That's Our Win, That's a Loss segment, I uploaded that as its own segment in case anyone wants to catch up and see what our predictions were.
Yeah, so go subscribe to our podcast, Tobin and Leroy. You guys could do it on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, all the works. Or go to theticketmiami.com as well.
You want to see what I predicted for the Canes? You want to see what Leroy predicted for the Canes season? You want to see what Tobin predicted if the Canes get Ed Reed?
Right, I had two predictions. It went one way or the other. And it was funny because Joe Rose was asking me today about the Ed Reed thing, and he's clearly against it. He's like, oh, it's ridiculous. And
I'm telling you.
Show is just starting. It was like it was 5:59, so I couldn't start my shenanigans right in because I haven't shown that part of myself to Joe Rose yet.
Oh, they're not ready for that.
No, they're not.
They're not ready.
Yeah, like this guy says, doing a show with Tobin must be like playing whack-a-mole. Not inaccurate.
No.
By the way, I think we're the only show in this market to play the game. That's a win, that's a loss game. I don't
exclusive.
Know
if
here's the problem, right? And here's what you need to understand. Like, it's kind of like playing that game, okay? But here's the problem. If you hit one, two more show up with different takes. So you almost want to just let the one take go because you know if you whack it, right? If you whack that mole, then two more takes is just going to pop up,
perhaps.
So that's why I don't. That's why I just.
You know what? You know what's funny? At Chuck E. Cheese, they have the Minions Whack-A-Mole, and they have it's even more challenging because you got to hit the purple Minions. But if it's yellow Minions, you don't hit those Minions, you lose points. So not only do you have the holes that you have to go through, but you have to get the right kind of Minion to whack because they're two-face.
Question. Why do I picture you in Chuck E. Cheese with a whole bunch of kids and you hogging the video game?
Oh, yeah. I'll dominate the baby papa shot or I'll just dunk on it. They get so mad. But the problem is they only give you a max 3 tickets, so I think people are up to the scheme.
Oh, so you play all those games for just 3 tickets?
Yeah.
So, I mean, 10 tickets should get you damn near a car, right?
10 tickets. I mean, dude, you need to get like 4,000 tickets to get a ball at Chuck E. Cheese.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
You walk in with a bushel of tickets like this at these video game places, throw them on the counter.
No, well, the last time we were at Chuck E. Cheese, the skee ball machine broke. And so when the guy came to reset it, it was just unloading tickets. And so, like, you know, my kids they're like, oh, tickets. So they went and take it. I was like, all right, let's share the wealth. Let's go and see. But no kids were coming to take the rest of the tickets. So I'm just like looking around. It was great. All right. So we took them all. Took like probably 500 of them. You know, it was cool. We got a pencil eraser.
We're about to get the little
spider ring.
Spider ring. All of them have the spider ring.
The neat thing at Chuck E. Cheese, though, is you could now do unlimited games via time. Like, so the way it used to work is they'd give you...
Right.
Well, the old school way it used to work was tokens, okay?
Tokens, and then you do the card, and you can swipe the card, and now, it's now, credits.
Right. Now, instead of credits, you could do time.
Right. That's what they do at right by...
at David Buster's?
Johnny Rockets.
Okay, so... they're doing time now. So now they're making it even harder to win prizes because you can't just have a kid go rack up in an hour just be sitting by the jackpot machine.
Right.
You know, it's getting out of hand. You can't win nothing.
And a certain game, if you do well at it, lasts longer, and you might only get to play two games for your half hour.
Tell you another thing that's a pain in the ass with Chuck E. Cheese. You go into Chuck E. Cheese, and then you play it, and then if you don't have enough tickets, they're just like, well, if you throw down $25, you can upgrade. I'm just like, that's just going to the toy store, sir.
And buying a wait, let me tell you. You know what you ought to do?
Mm-hmm.
You go to Walmart, right? You go into the little kiddie toy section. You buy those little $3 dolls, right? And you bring them in there with a bag. And you say, hey, give me those tickets. I'll go get you a gift, right? Boom.
I don't know if that's going to work because that's part of the fun. The kids love going to the
and picking the out their own thing.
Up, yeah, because they like picking the crap. They're just like, oh, I can get a little kaleidoscope for my eye. I'm just like, great.
It's amazing at, they're like, ooh. Because everybody wants to get the giant stuffed monkey.
Yeah.
Right? But that's like 200,000. Like, you have to play there for life.
Yeah. Well, that happened with the carnies at the Santa's Enchanted Forest. They were trying to dupe me into doing this for a giant hamster. And I was trying to explain to my daughter, I'm like, you can't get the wiffle ball in the basket. It's impossible. It's an impossible win. You get this little margin. She goes,
how about the ping pong ball to get it to sit on top of glass?
Right.
And you throw it at
hey, whatever prize you want. I'm like, what have you had that giant hamster since 84?
Yes.
Like, what are you talking about? It's so faded.
It's so faded. Or the like, here's what I never, and I explained this to a guy. I said, hey, here's what I can't understand. I'm throwing a dart at a balloon, a board full of balloons. I can't bust one?
Right.
What are those balloons made out of?
Yeah. What are they? Are they made of steel?
Right.
You know what the new one is? They at the basketball game where they're like the 16-foot baskets.
The ball barely fits in the thing.
Ball barely fits. Sometimes it doesn't have air in it. And then you have then you can win the bootleg jerseys. That's what they got going on.
Oh, that's what it is now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Vince Carter, but it's number 17. It's like, it'll be...
So it's not even his real number.
Yeah, it's Michael...
And it's not Vince Carter. It just says Carter on the back.
Yeah, it's Michael Jordan, but it's spelled with an O at the end. It's just, it's all just... I'm just like, oh, man. These Marshalls couldn't even accept these.
Oh, my goodness.
We're back after this. We'll give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 15 minutes. I promise I'll be better with it today.
Y'all want to go to Live this morning?
Maybe.
Nah. I'm out, player.
Out?
Yeah.
Well, if Jerry Williams hadn't transferred, he might be interested in going to Live.
If we can't, here. What I do is I avoid difficult situations, right? I don't have time for that. I got limited time when I can do stuff during the course of the year. Then I need to the course of a day. Then I got to go lay my ass down for a minute. Right? If we can't pick up our credentials until 12.
Yeah.
How are we going to go to an event that starts at 11?
I don't know, man. I'm sure we're not on a list.
Again, I don't want to check in twice.
So, yes, Jaren Williams did transfer. He is going to transfer. He announced that yesterday. Of course, the Canes this week got the news that the touchdown crown is coming down to Coral Gables. We have De'Aaron King. He is going to become the Hurricanes quarterback. Although we do have Tate.
What if he doesn't win the job?
Well, hold on.
Did you ever consider that?
Hold on. Let me get to that. All right. Calm down. Right. Here's what we got. Tate Martell. He has tweeted. You ready for this, Robbie? Tate Martell, he tweets a picture of himself about to throw a football. It says, don't laugh yet. That's not funny. He goes, I've been doubted before. The people around me know the deal.
You weren't even here. You were MIA.
He's been doubted before. The people around me know the deal. All right? And then some people have tweeted, Dwayne Haskins. He tweets, your turn now. To which Tate Martell replies, it's only right, bro. Huh?
Anybody from the Canes organization second in that?
Oh, I don't see any tweets about that. I don't see. But Dwayne Haskins.
Another player?
Dwayne Haskins.
Because, usually the guys that you play on, they'll be like, go ahead, Tate, get yours. Right? Something. Nothing. Did he break up with that girl?
I don't know. I why would he?
I mean, maybe she broke up with him.
I don't think so. I think they're still happy. A couple of happy lovebirds.
Hot is hot.
Hot is hot. He's not. You know, Robbie's not wrong. But look, man. Hey, De'Aaron King had a lot of teams going after him. No, like, you don't think that he's coming here with as much of a guarantee as possible? Just saying.
And, you know, he's disciplined. He's not the guy that goes out and parties.
Not a party animal. And plus, Rhett Lashley.
Oh.
Rhett Lashley said we're getting our swag back on offense. So, it was all, what?
He just got here. What the hell he know about swag?
I mean, you know, he says we're getting it
Nobody
back.
Nobody questioned that?
We're going to get our swag back on offense.
You've been here 3 minutes. What does swag back on offense mean?
Good touchdowns.
Really?
Okay, this is the U.
Yep.
Oh, this is the U. All of 5 minutes. It's been the U for 5 minutes.
Okay, we're going to win, and we're going to be a good offensive football team because we're together.
If Louisville would have paid more, it would have been all about Louisville. Let's pipe down on this. But they didn't.
They didn't. And this guy, he's coming in. He's got the hybrid spread. He's going to go. It's like football you've never seen before.
It's funny. You know what's funny to me?
Yeah.
He's talking all this trash.
He
didn't even meet the players yet.
What did Manny call it? Did he call it a power spread or a super spread? Or
he said super spread.
Super spread, yeah. Like, it's Leroy, an offense you've never seen before.
You know what I call it?
Huh?
Lipstick on a pig.
Nah, I don't say that, man. We got the touchdown crown coming. It's been a good week. There's rumblings.
I'll give you that.
It's been a good week.
I'll give you that. You haven't played a game. But as far as this time of year,
yep,
been a good week.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Winners of the offseason.
Talk to me when they play a game.
Yeah, I'm not going to be. So
September 5th against Temple.
What am I going to talk to you for 6 months?
About the Canes? Yes.
Come on, man.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, we got to keep it updated. You know what I'm saying?
Updated. You want a Leroy Canes update?
Does this mean you're going to give me a prediction?
Are you going to give us a record prediction?
No.
That's a win, that's a loss?
I'm going to give you a Canes update.
You got to go game by game.
No. I'm going to give you a Canes update.
They're going to play tough. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to be together.
Disciplined.
We want to be known for being tough. We want to be known for being disciplined and together.
Yep.
I will say this, right? I like the way you're thinking, but maybe you ought to look at some tape.
Not worrying about catches and yards and stats.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What? Why are you laughing at that?
What has been a glaring problem?
Well, I mean, I would like stats. I would like stats.
What has been a glaring problem?
People caring about those numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He ain't been here long enough.
They'll
break him in.
He knows.
They'll break him in.
Because he said we're getting our swag back. He's got all the the I's dotted and the T's.
You think
crossed.
He stood up at the podium with a bunch of keywords?
Well, this wasn't at the
Manny told him, hey, use this.
This was him at a team meeting talking to the team.
We're going to
somebody recorded it.
Yeah. Well, no. The like, you know, Kane's Twitter, they got to put it up at Kane's Football. They do a great job, hype videos and whatnot. So you
understand that it's for show then.
No, that's how we would talk anyway, dude.
Okay, this is the you.
Yeah, that's how he talks in everyday life. What are you saying? You're saying Rhett's just doing it for the cameras? This isn't Friday Night Lights.
He wasn't there long enough to get a Canes hat. He probably had college football hat like my man with the NFL hat.
You think this is, what is he going to say, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose? No way, man. This is the you.
I'm just.
Okay, we're going to win, and we're going to be a good offensive football team because we're together.
Mind if I ask a small question? Why when folks, soon as they get to Coral Gables,
yeah,
they feel like they got to go full.
Oh, you gotta, you know, this place is different. We're different. It's Kane's thing. You gotta come together.
You 6-7, dude.
Yeah, but
you're not like
everybody
talk,
has to own 6-7.
Yeah, we're owning it.
You can talk as much trash as you want, but at some point, it speaks for itself. Right? Then here, does Alabama need to talk about what style of football they're gonna play?
Well, no. No.
Does Clemson?
I feel like Dabo has to do a little bit of peacock, and he has to do some campaigning.
The only guy you want to peacock, you want Ed Orgeron do some.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play like Tiger, which means we're going to go out there, we're going to maul him.
Right. But other than that, come on, man. Come on.
We'll give you a chance.
You cannot talk trash if you are 13-13 the last 2 years.
Well, he wasn't. If Manny can say, you know, we got to own 7-6 –
everybody has to own 7-6.
Why can't Rhett Lashley say we're going to get our swag back? He wasn't here. Not his fault.
What exactly is swag?
You know. You just know. You know when you know. You know when you know.
Let me know. Let me know when the swag
all right.
is back.
I will right. let you know. Okay. I will keep you posted. We'll give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 10 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.